Do so, and we now offer you the last of Radio Prague's series on Czechs in Afghanistan, which has covered the work of humanitarians and soldiers helping to rebuild that war-torn country. Today, Radio Prague's Christian Falvey goes to Kabul, to the NATO base at the International Airport, where he visits the most celebrated Czech army unit of past and present, the Chemical, Biological, Radiological and Nuclear Defense Brigade.
The North Bohemian town of Liberec has plenty of things to be proud of, and one of them is the 312th Radiological, Chemical and Biological Defense Battalion, an important part of NATO's Allied Rapid Reaction Force in Afghanistan. Chief of Staff at Kabul International Airport, Captain Miroslav Folvarsky, told me where the unit's lofty reputation comes from.
I think this is because in the past, Czech army was focused on specific branch, you know, the military, and it was chemicals. Chemical units and I think medical units. I think that we are one of the best army of the world in these areas because we have so specialized laboratories to identify these kind of thing, biological and chemical weapons and so on. If something happens in the world, we are the first nation who send this kind of unit. For example, we also use the chemical CBRN unit in the Olympic Games in Greece and so on. We are mobile in this kind of things, I think.
The idea of anything being best in the world piques the ears and suspicions of anyone, for better or for worse. In the case of the chemical unit on the ground in Afghanistan, the, quote, chemists, as they are referred to in the Czech press, I could ask the commander of the unit, Lieutenant Colonel Jan Hruboň, to rate them for himself.
Your commander says that you're one of the best in the world, or the best in the world. Do you think that's fair to say?
I think that we are still very good, but nowadays a lot of countries started to specialize CBRN. So we are now maybe 5 or 7 countries are on the same level.
And do you train other countries?
In Czech Republic we had some training for the India Armed Forces, and I hope that we will continue in this job in Afghanistan, because the Afghan Ministry of Defense ask the Czech Republic to help them to create the CBRN units in Afghan army.
The Czech CBRN Brigade, short for Chemical, Biological, Radiological and Nuclear, is indeed sought after the world over. In the last 20 years, they have served in all of NATO's major involvements in Kuwait, Bosnia and Kosovo, and have been called out across Europe, from Spain to Estonia, for their defensive expertise. In Afghanistan as well, they are only one of two units responding to issues involving their competencies in a country that has been a battleground for 3 decades.
In Afghanistan, there are just 2 CBRN units. One is German. This unit is on the north part of Afghanistan. And the second, we are here in Kabul. So we have all Afghanistan is our area of operation. So it's very hard job for us, because we are just 13.
And so how often are you traveling out into the field?
In the field we conducted 9 missions, and from these 9 missions, 5 were out of Kabul vicinity. So we are flying to Faizabad, Mazar-e-Sharif, Herat.
That's 9 missions over what period of time?
Well, our operation capabilities started in December, and now is April, so we conducted 9 missions.
In the last 5 months?
Yes.
One of the main reasons for the fame of the Czech Chemical Unit is simply its long continuance, formed as it was out of the onslaught of mass chemical warfare in World War I.
The chemical units in Czech Republic started in 1916 in Italy, because in Italy there were some fire units, like the pioneers for the chemical units, and then the chemical corps was established in 1919. So from 1955 we have the chemical units in Liberec.
The modern reason for the unit's renown comes from its role in the Persian Gulf War 20 years ago, when 169 then-Czechoslovak chemists were assigned to protect the Saudi Arabian troops from any potential chemical weapons in the first offense. They lost one of their number in Kuwait, but their work was lauded a few years later by the United States, and their participation in the Desert Storm and Desert Shield operations was highly appreciated.
Dobrý den.
Fast forward two decades and we have Operation Enduring Freedom, aka the war in Afghanistan. From the outside, this place looks like a huge blue circus tent, but inside is the CBRN base's state-of-the-art laboratory for the detection of biological agents.
When I get a sample from the field taken by a Czech SIPCRA team, they pack it correctly according to international recommendations. And here I unpack the sample and isolate the DNA. After isolation of DNA from the sample, the DNA is considered to be harmless. And then I will take the sample of the DNA to the track part of the laboratory and analyze the sample using polymerase chain reaction. So if there is a suspicion then that we receive a really dangerous biological sample, I can give a result within 4 hours.
So are you very busy here in this lab?
Actually, yes, because the detection of biological warfare agents is one part of my job, and the second part is hygienic control of the dining facilities here around the base. And sometimes when we visit our mates in Logar or somewhere else, we take samples there and analyze the samples also for hygienic purposes. So I'm quite a busy man here.
Indeed, it is not only old factories and Soviet bases in Afghanistan that have left such dangerous contamination. Chemical and biological hazards are everywhere. Identifying them and clearing them from sites all over Afghanistan is the primary function of the Czech CBRN unit, and that is what they are doing now in the narrow space of the mobile chemical laboratory.
Right now, we're analyzing a soil sample from the hospital in Farah. We're checking the hygienic situation in the hospital. We have already tested the water, which was fine, except for an open water gutter, and that was heavily contaminated with ammonia, phosphates, nitrates, everything you can think of, dangerous if it even touches you.
Of the 70-some-odd troops at the Czech airport base in Kabul, there are 6 women, and so I was surprised to find 2 in one place. Not a coincidence, they told me.
No, it isn't a coincidence. Laboratory work in our army is usually done by women because it's less physically demanding. And it isn't even interesting for a lot of men because it's not so action-packed. This work is more about patience than action. And in our laboratories at home, a team of 5 is always supposed to include 3 men because some things are simply too heavy for 2 women to carry. When you're setting up a mobile laboratory in the field, you really need someone who is stronger. And chemical units do tend to have more women than most other units.
The search for weapons of mass destruction in Afghanistan, like in Iraq, may seem like a tired phrase, but indeed one never knows what they will stumble upon. It may not be the most utilized function of the Czech chemical unit, but if push comes to shove on some abandoned Soviet airbase or elsewhere, with the finding of some terrible material, it will probably be the Czech chemists who will have to deal with it, and they've had their share of scares.
The HQ had suspicions that 2 rockets had the nuclear warheads, and the second suspicion was that inside of these rockets are toxic fuel. You know, this was the reason why they give us the order to go there and to check these rockets.
Where would they have come from? Where would rockets with nuclear warheads have come from?
These 2 rockets were from the Russia-Afghani war, because near this place were the Russia barracks, so when they leave from the Afghan, they left them here. We were a little bit nervous, but immediately when we came, we said, oh, it's nothing, because around we were playing the children, Afghan children, so I thought nothing should be here.
And so what were they? They were just...
They were just normal ballistic rockets.
For all their good use, the chemical unit could hypothetically disappear from Afghanistan almost from one day to the next, depending on the political situation in the Czech Republic. Foreign missions are approved by Parliament on a yearly basis, and the Czech populace tends to be opposed to foreign military adventures in general. It is that very reluctance, however, that has created a tradition of providing military aid to allies in the form of defense units like the chemists. Strange, perhaps, for a country whose scary Škoda guns Hemingway wrote about in the First World War, but arguably understandable in the context of a small country at the crossroads of Europe with a nonviolent specification it is proud of.